This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here if you want. You may take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind on this live Saturday edition with you in the studio here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's Ian
and Mark.
And to start things out here tonight, Infowars.com has a story about apparently a declassified document that was released in January of this year by the FBI and their Office of Partner Engagement, which is the agency's primary liaison for the law enforcement community. And this document is basically suggesting that public school workers, teachers, and administrators need to be on the lookout. Let me give you some more details here from InfoWars and, author Kurt Nimmo. Quote, high school students are ideal targets for recruitment by violent extremists seeking support for their radical ideologies, foreign fighter networks, or conducting acts of targeted violence within our borders. High schools must remain vigilant in educating their students about catalysts that drive violent extremism and the potential consequences of embracing extremist belief, states an unclassified document, which, again, was just released recently.
High school students are being radicalized? Is that what the notion here is?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've seen the stories of there was a one guy who was arrested. I think he was like 19. He was arrested going to the Chicago airport, attempting to fly over to the Middle East with the intention, supposedly, of joining ISIS.
Yeah.
So, okay. The idea being, just like, you know how the military targets young people.
They do. I mean, you know, the military recruitment is prolific, ubiquitous throughout high schools. So I suppose that, there's some level of recruitment going on for the other military inside of high schools, too. I guess it's possible.
The document claims public school educators, quote, are in a unique position to affect change, impart affirmative messaging, or facilitate intervention activities, including informing on students. It calls for, quote, observing and assessing concerning behaviors and communications of students who are embracing extremist ideologies.
With the tens of millions, and I'm just guessing the number of people that are in government schools here, but with the tens of millions of kids that are in government schools, if teachers begin reporting kids for suspicious behavior, the chances of them actually catching somebody who's going to be radicalized in their net are pretty slim. I mean, I don't know how many people have been radicalized that are in government schools and high schools, but it seems like the numbers are, in the single digits. So out of tens of millions, your chances are very slim. Your chances are literally one in a million of being right.
Well, they're going to be keeping a lookout for certain telltale signs of what students might be saying to reveal their domestic extremism possibilities. Because it's not just about foreign terrorist organizations, the FBI says. They're also targeting domestic violent extremism movements, including anti-government groups. According to the FBI, quote, some adults embrace domestic violent extremist ideologies, and their beliefs can permeate family norms, oftentimes influencing their children. This dynamic fosters biases leading to hatred and intolerance and drives the need for action, unquote. And the FBI and federal and local law enforcement groups categorize many libertarian, constitutionalists, and other groups and individuals as so-called sovereign citizens. According to an FBI counterterrorism analysis, which was released back in 2011, sovereign citizens, quote, may refer to themselves as constitutionalists or freemen, which is not necessarily a connection to a specific group, but rather an indication that they are free from government control. Now, we wouldn't want people to start thinking that way, now, would we?
Yeah, that's for government control. I, you know, in some ways, I want people to be under government control, right? Like, I don't want them to hurt people. I don't want them to steal.
The government doesn't prevent people from hurting people, though, do they?
I think that there's, to some extent, the existence of law enforcement dissuades some people from using violence to solve their problems, right? I mean, it's
perhaps
the idea of a larger, more violent organization lording over everyone is kind of the whole premise of keeping people in line.
I suppose you could argue that it would dissuade someone who was plotting in advance, but in the heat of the moment, I don't know if government's really stopping very much heat of the moment violence. You know what I mean?
I don't know the answer. It seems unlikely. Maybe it is. I don't know the answer. On the other hand, the whole idea of government control is it's a little scary. It seems like they just make more laws to make more crimes to fill more jails is kind of where it seems like it's going.
Filled them full of people who haven't actually hurt anyone. The crimes you're talking about that they're making laws about tend to be victimless crimes, like possessing drugs or something like that.
That's true. If they, the war on drugs has far-reaching effects.
The FBI considers the redemption theory, which is the abandonment of the gold standard in favor of fiat currency, emancipation, quote, from the responsibilities of being a U.S. citizen, including paying taxes, and conspiracy theories, including the formation of a global government and a police state, as indicators of extremist or sovereign citizen ideology.
Well, if people think there's a police state, then isn't that a thought crime? I mean, isn't that what they're suggesting here? Is this just a list of thought crimes?
Yes. This is a list of thought crimes that could get you put on a list of people who are thinking about crimes or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, I got to say that if you have some of these thoughts, I wonder why you're sending your kid to public school in the first place.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there. Whether it's, you know, your idea of independence for individuals or states, or whether you want to just grow some marijuana. We had a story of not too long ago about an 8-year-old who inadvertently rolled on his stepboyfriend or whatever. And the dude ended up getting arrested, just some guy growing some marijuana, not hurting anybody else. But he had told his 8-year-old stepson person that this was a medicine, that he was growing medicine to help people. And the young boy thought that that was a good thing. So he shared that information with his class at school, and then they ended up raiding his house as a result of that. So, yeah, I agree with you, Mark. The best thing you can do if you are a freedom-loving person is get your kids out of government school. Because if they're not in government school in the first place, then there's not anyone who's a government school agent who can be suspicious of their beliefs or your family's beliefs.
Well, if you're suspicious of government control, then where do you think the indoctrination comes from? Likely, it is from the government school. I mean, isn't that the definition of indoctrination? I mean, you're saying the same thing over and over again? Come on.
National Consortium of the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism, the START report, produced by the Office of University Programs, Science and Technology Directorate at the Department of Homeland Security in 2014, lists sovereign citizens as the primary domestic terror threat in the United States, followed by Islamic jihadists, and militia patriot, and the extreme anti-tax groups.
Most of the people that I know from those organizations that I got sort of introduced to the Liberty Movement were law enforcement. I mean, they were anti-tax, patriot, sovereign citizen types. Absolutely.
I don't know if I would consider law enforcement to be sovereign citizen types.
I mean, I mean, that was my experience.
You've known those people?
What's that?
You've known people in law enforcement who would call themselves a sovereign citizen?
They were sympathetic to the notion.
Okay. Interesting, because normally when, you know,
the sovereign citizens often go through many, many sets of paperwork in order to set themselves free, and I would say that likely those people hadn't done that. However, they would have sympathy for the people who did, would be what how I would describe them.
The document attempts to persuade law enforcement that sovereign citizens are a direct threat to them, saying, quote, such changing perceptions about what is a serious terrorist threat is an important finding because identifying and prioritizing a threat is akin to hitting a moving target and evolves as new intelligence data and events develop, the report argues. The High School Informer Network Initiative by the FBI is part of a larger effort of, quote, identifying and prioritizing supposed threats.
Isn't this a really difficult position for the FBI? On one hand, everybody blames them for not having gotten the 9/11 terrorists. And on the other hand, they're being told, hey, lay off American citizens that might have different, beliefs than you do about the government. Because, I mean, ultimately, the United States is the United States government was a revolutionary organization that, went out and killed the previous government.
Are people who believe in independence, people who believe in freedom and the individual, are these people a threat? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and what are you going to do about it? It's Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on on the radio here. Toll-free number is 855-453. Looks like the FBI, according to Infowars.com, has released a document, or they've rather unclassified a document when it was delivered to the nation's public schools. I don't know. How many of the schools have had it delivered to them? I don't know either, but the FBI wants a high school informant network of teachers and administrators who will snitch out your son or daughter if they happen to have certain beliefs that might be considered a threat to the state.
Doesn't it make perfectly good sense that the government would want to work with the government schools in order to sort of pick out the people that would be most likely to... You know,
they need re-education, Mark. Clearly,
revolutionary or something like that. I mean, this sounds to me like it's just putting down of ideas. This is pre-crime, thought crimes.
We're going to continue stuff with that here, and you're welcome to share your thoughts on this. We'll give you a little bit more information on it as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But let's go first to Skype, where we have What's the Frequency, Kenneth? He's on the line from, I think, Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
That's correct, Colorado.
Yes, sir.
I'm a relatively young man in the context of heart discussion, and my cholesterol's low. My heart's doing pretty well, but I was recently diagnosed with a condition, basically hypertension, but I guess you'd call it extreme hypertension.
You have really high blood pressure.
Yeah, I was admitted to the hospital.
Okay.
And there were no symptoms, so to speak, except that they measured my blood pressure, and it was really high. I mean, I'm talking over 200, 200-something over 160-something.
That's pretty scary, yeah.
Yeah, really scary high. And I've started eating a beet a day, actually.
A beet? Uh-huh.
A beat a day, yeah, because I'd been reading up on it, of course. I'm a computer geek. And what I wanted to know from you about Super Beats was, have you tried both flavors, and how could you characterize the flavor that wasn't black cherry?
The other flavor's new, so I believe I'm getting the black cherry now, but it kind of tastes like a berry flavor to me. I can tell you that it doesn't taste like beets, and that's a pretty good thing. My wife just started taking it too.
What is Super Beets? I'm sorry.
Super Beets is it's a dietary supplement, and what it does is they've taken the dietary nitrates from beets, and there's a lot of study around this in order to increase your nitric oxide production in your body, and it's good for your heart. Specifically, it's also quite good for blood pressure and these sorts of things. A lot of athletes use it. It's great for circulation. Variety of things. And my wife's taking it. Basically, she takes a little over a scoop and mixes it with maybe an ounce and a half of water, shakes it up in a jar with a lid, and then downs it in two gulps. It's no big deal. She doesn't seem to have a problem with the taste, and she's often can be quite picky about the flavor of these things. I mix it in with some other sort of green powders and that sort of thing and drink the whole deal, and it doesn't bother me at all.
I don't mind the flavor of beets myself. In fact, I eat a lot of vegetables that, some of them taste good to me, some of them don't, but I eat them. None of them really drive me. Well, there's some that drive me away, but very few. I was also wondered, to be clear, they have a regular flavor and a black cherry flavor, so maybe the regular flavor is the old one. But
maybe that's the one, yeah.
So, hey, thanks for the call tonight.
I have another question.
Okay, quickly.
It says that there's a exclusive offer for Free Talk Live listeners through your website, and the price looks exactly the same. Not only that, but I go to their website, and they offer me 15% more off.
The price should be the same, but the special is that you get a 30-day supply free with your first order, so you get extra. You get the nitric oxide indicator strips, the Beat the Odds book, and free shipping.
Okay, I'd like you to compare their websites because they look identical.
Thanks
okay.
for the call tonight. Right. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, where would one go if one wanted to learn more about that?
FTLBeats.com.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Let me give the telephone number, too, in case sure. people want a phone number. 800-951-8940. It's FTLBeats.com. 800-951-8940. It's a great product.
To the phones, to the phone. We were talking about the federal government sending out some sort of notice. There's an unclassified document now about teachers and administrators at government schools supposed to be on the lookout for supposed domestic extremists. Are you one of those domestic extremists? The toll-free number here is 855-453, or maybe you're somebody who supports this witch hunt that the government is
what
going on
like.
Here. You can also comment as well. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. John is on the line listening in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I heard you guys in Mississippi a couple of years ago. That's where I picked you up. I was working back there. And I've been pestering my local station, which is 1260 AM KICR, to pick you up, and they finally have.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Thank you.
So, basically, when's the police state going to take the blinders off and put a cop on everybody's doorstep, basically, I guess? You know, they're to the point that they're getting our children to rat us out. They want our doctor to rat us out.
Psychiatrists.
Yeah, when does it end?
Pharmacists.
Well, you know, one of the things that's going to prevent them from putting a cop on everyone's doorstep is that it's actually getting harder for them to hire police. The way the at least this is what one officer, actually a police chief, told me, I don't know, within the last 4 or 5 months. I had a conversation with him outside of a political event here. He was doing security for it, and he told me it's getting much more difficult for him to find new candidates who are actually qualified to be a police officer. We've talked to people like this former police trainer who tells us that of the people who are being recruited for police, more and more of them are just thugs, basically, people who want to wield a badge. Badge heavies was the term that he used. So it's getting harder to find good candidates or any candidates at all because people don't, you know, the cops don't look good these days with all the police violence, and that's something that young people, who of course they're trying to recruit for policing work, are very well aware of, more so than previous generations, I think. So I don't think they're ever going to have enough police to put them on every doorstep, but I do get where you're coming from. The police state is expanding as much as they possibly can, and they're certainly militarizing the existing police as much as they can.
I think they want the Cro-Magnon types on the police forces, to tell you the truth. They go to court. The one guy, you've probably heard about it, maybe you've talked about it, the guy had a really good IQ. They wouldn't hire him because he was too smart.
That's right.
He takes it to court, and the courts actually agree with him that, yeah, they got these standards, and it's all right to discriminate. So
yeah, that was a case in New London, Connecticut, if I'm recalling. There have been a few cases like that out there.
Not every department has that standard, by the way.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But what I was pointing out, though, was that the police departments around the country, they are militarizing themselves. They are putting themselves into our lives more so than ever. But that's actually making it more difficult for them to find any recruits whatsoever. And the guy that was complaining as a police trainer, he ended up quitting his job because of the poor quality of recruits. So you're right. They do want the Cro-Magnon types. They want the ones who don't think for themselves, because the ones who don't think for themselves are less likely to question the bad, nasty, unconstitutional orders they're being given constantly. Thanks, John, for your call. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves on this live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've also got Skype. So Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. You want to get your shopping done online. You can do it with Free Talk Live and help us out at the same time. So you get the stuff you want, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Through Amazon, when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, there are a couple other links like to Walmart and other things like that on there. But Amazon's probably the best deal for pretty much everything. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, and there's links there for Amazon UK, Canada, and US. So just go to the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. Very simple. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a document that's now unclassified. It was released apparently in January of 2016 originally. I don't know if that was when it was unclassified or when it was originally released. The document itself is 28 pages long. It's entitled Preventing Violent Extremism in Schools, and the folks over at InfoWars were the ones with the heads up on this. We'll tell you more about the document in moments, but in essence, it's informing teachers and high school administrators that they need to be on the lookout for certain things in their students, certain beliefs, certain things that they might say or do, and then who should they snitch to? Who should they contact and when? That's one of the sections of this 28-page long document.
Yeah, and what are the results of this informing on, you know, somebody who has, I don't know, might be experimenting with new ideas in the area of high school? You know, I was certainly doing that.
Excellent question. I would presume that at some point the FBI might come and pay a visit to that student.
Well, I mean, that's what you're, you know, is it going to exclude certain colleges? I mean, once it goes down, once the school has, you know, recorded this, are you now, if you're, you know, a right-wing extremist as far as they're concerned, are the elite lefty schools going to want you? I don't know the answer to that. It just seems like it is so rare that the government just says, oh, we're going to keep an eye on somebody. They have systems, and they put in place systems, and they use these criteria. I don't know. Is your kid going to end up on the no-fly list because they asked some question in civics class?
That's a good question. We don't know what the consequences are or where this is going to lead, but it can't be anywhere good. Let's go to your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go first to Will. He's in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hey, Will.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome. Go ahead.
So I'm glad you brought the whole FBI study release up to everybody's attention. I mean, I've been familiar with this for a while because I was investigating the whole sovereign citizen movement and like the Freeman movement and that kind of thing for the last like, you know, couple of years. And, you know, it kind of seems like these people or us people are the ones who are challenging the state and challenging the state's authority and saying that, you know, we don't live by government rule and those kinds of things. And so what would be the ultimate threat to the state? Well, it would be the people who are out there spouting this kind of quote unquote like heretical speech. You know, it'd be the Freeman, it'd be these people. So it's not really a huge surprise that they would deem, say, sovereign citizens at the top, even above like Islamic extremists or right wing extremists or left wing extremists or, you know, like the people who showed up and messed up the Trump rally. What was it last night?
Yeah, that's been making a lot of headlines. Yeah, that's a great point. Like, if sovereign citizens are the top threat, the top supposed violent terror threat to the United States, where is all the violence by the so-called sovereign citizens? I mean, whenever the cops bring up sovereign citizens as a threat, they always have to dig back several years before they can find one purported instance of violence between a supposed sovereign citizen and police. And the only one I can recall is the one on the side of the road where there were two ostensible sovereign citizens who gunned, like a father-son, who allegedly gunned down some cop.
With all the sovereign citizens out there, if they're a bunch of violent people, they probably should have committed more violence.
I've seen numbers, estimates of like 300,000 to 500,000 so-called sovereign citizens. That's a lot from whom there should be some violence coming from, if indeed they are inclined towards violence.
And the police have you know, been far more violent and killed far more people than sovereign citizens have in the United States. And if you were to assume that of the 1,000 police shootings that went on in the United States, that they were right 99% of the time, that means they were wrong 1% of the time. That means the police killed more people last year than sovereign citizens were a threat to police. So I color me unconcerned with the sovereign citizen threat.
Yeah, it sounds like the police killed more than like 1,000 times what the sovereign citizens
exactly
killed.
And the whole thing is that a lot of sovereign citizens, you know, they start out as sovereign citizens. We end up, you know, full voluntarists, where it's like I don't want to acknowledge that the government has any law over me. I'm not going to play a law game. I just don't even consent to the rule in the beginning. So, you know, I don't need to have any kind of special diplomatic immunity or those kinds of things. And realistically, I'm sitting here on my couch. I believe in the non-aggression principle. I'm not out there hurting people. I'm not out there, you know, restricting people's free speech. I'm glad to argue with anybody who wants to say something stupid. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Will, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. What is a sovereign citizen anyway? I mean, the government loves to trot this term out and associate it with violence. Personally, I wouldn't apply it to myself, and I'm a pretty liberty-oriented guy. I believe in individual freedom and, you know, your right to secede both at the state and the individual level. So I can understand where some of the sovereign citizens come from, but you know, I can't really define what a sovereign citizen is because it's you know, I'm sure each of those sovereign citizen types probably has a different understanding of what it really means. They are definitely, they seem to be people who appreciate getting away from the federal government at the very least.
Yeah, they seem to want to be citizens of their particular state.
Of their state, yeah.
Oftentimes, and they'll claim that they don't need a driver's license to drive and they don't need to pay into federal programs. And
don't agree with them
and
on
do
that.
Not want to receive anything from those federal programs.
Well, some of them have this scam that they believe that there's like a secret bank account with their name attached to it and their Social Security.
Well, they're trying to get the federal government to release those funds, but so far, I don't believe any of them have been successful, so what's the problem with that? And here's the question I have for people is, look, if I don't want to use Social Security and I don't want to use Medicaid and I don't want to use Medicare and I don't want to use any federal government programs, why can't I opt out of them? Well, I can tell you the reason is because the state is an organization. It's a monopoly. It's a monopoly that claims the monopolistic use on violence in a given landmass. And therefore, or at least cartelized, in the case of the United States, we have several different layers of government. And either way, those governments recognize those other governments' right to use violence on you if that's what they want to do. And if you don't think there's violence, stop paying taxes and see whether or not they come for you to put you in a cage.
Oh, they will at some point. Let's go first to Joshua in Myrtle Beach. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WRNN. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, I was listening to you. Actually, I'm a first-time listener. I'm actually out late doing some late-night shopping, but I kind of have seen it from both sides of the aisle. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, served in Iraq, so I've seen, you know, the face of terror. And I'm also a public school teacher. I teach in a high school. And so I haven't actually seen any sort of, you know, documentation that telling me to specifically look for, you know, terrorism or anything like that. But what we are actually, we're called mandated reporters. Anybody that's a teacher, at least from my knowledge in the state of South Carolina, if we even suspect anything fishy going on, like it could be abuse, you know, anything like that, we're like legally obligated to report it. There was a case a couple years ago where a teacher didn't report some sort of abuse, and she actually went to jail for like 5 years and lost her teaching license.
Now, it's one thing to report a kid coming to school with a black eye or something like that. It's another thing to report a young child for talking about his, let's say, his stepfather growing marijuana. Are you obligated to report that?
Oddly enough, yes.
That's sad.
Of course, I believe in freedom 100%.
Right on.
I think if, you know, nobody's bothering anybody, like I always tell my students, and this was my class motto, is people be a lot better off if they minded their own business.
No doubt. I think you found the right show, Josh. Welcome aboard to Free Talk Live. Appreciate your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it.
You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. We're discussing this FBI document, 28 pages. Well, you know how government documents are. They're always longer than they have to be.
That's probably arduous reading, too. Yeah. Many times these documents are just, they're dry and written in a way that is difficult to understand, so you have to read them through more than once. It's just mind-numbing.
They are creating, there's certain recommendations here. How to prevent violent extremism in schools. I'm on page 25 of the document here, which is all about, preventing extremism in schools, they say. They're on the lookout for people who believe in their rights, individual freedom, so-called sovereign citizens, freemen. And they want to establish threat assessment teams. In 2013, the state of Virginia adopted House Bill 2344, mandating the creation of threat assessment teams, or TATs, and procedures for intervention with students whose behavior poses a threat to the safety of school staff or students. Convening a TAT allows for intervention with students exhibiting concerning behaviors driven by personal and ideological factors. Now, look, I'm not in favor of violence. I want to make that clear. I don't think violence solves problems. That's what the government does. The government thinks violence solves problems. I think that if you lower yourself to the violent level, you're just like the state. You're really not that different. But at the same time, I don't necessarily think that just because somebody believes in freedom Just because somebody wants to have more independence in their lives means they're going to use violence to get it. So to jump to that conclusion, I think, is a scary thing. And to, you know, look, if somebody's advocating for individual liberty inside a government school, to automatically consider them a potential violent threat, I think is a real jump to a conclusion that is damaging to whatever relationship you might have had with that student. But if you want to share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE, maybe you support the police singling out these individuals, taking them aside, and just having a little chat with them to let them know they're there. You can join us here also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. Tim is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Tim.
Hey, you know, any responsible teacher, and I taught for a number of years, including in high school, any responsible teacher, if they think some kid's going to go do something really nuts like that, they're going to report him to somebody anyway. I think that this idea of lumping all of these behaviors and ideas and thoughts together is to make teachers aware of and to start distrusting students that have these kinds of views. I think the whole idea is to break down that relationship between teacher and student, and you know,
make them suspicious.
Yeah, and I think a high school teacher is closer to the student in many ways than actually the parents are, because they'll tell us stuff that they'll never tell their parents. And most of the time it doesn't mean anything, but if it does mean something, it'll get back to them real fast. And I think that they are discouraging free thought. I think they're discouraging the same kinds of things that Sam Adams would have loved. And it's a little spooky.
Totally agree with you, Tim. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue with Jay Noon on the lines, on the AMP lines. Hello, Jay, calling from Colorado. Jay Noon. Actually, I had you muted. Let's try that again. Go ahead.
Well, as you guys...
Uh-oh.
I've had a lot of police interactions. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you now. Go ahead.
Okay, so I've had a lot of police interactions. And oftentimes I'm wearing a shirt that says, like, cop block, or I record police, or something like that, you know, an anarchy symbol or whatever. And I get asked all the time, are you one of them sovereign citizens?
Really?
Or they just presume that I'm a sovereign citizen. In fact, I had one guy say, you're a sovereign citizen from Palmer, aren't you? When I was getting arrested in Springfield last time I got arrested.
Ah, yes.
And at that particular event, when I got arrested, I was in court. They had me do a psychiatric evaluation. And the shrink says, first question, are you a sovereign citizen? And what I always ask these guys is, define sovereign citizen. And I've asked judges, prosecutors, cops, and a psychiatrist to define sovereign citizen. They can never give me an actual definition. They say something like, you know, someone who doesn't like to pay taxes. Because I'm branded as someone who doesn't like to pay taxes, which is fine. And I got to explain to them that sovereign means, according to any dictionary you pick up, to be free, according to the Supreme Court, to be free. And citizen, according to the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, means to be a subject to the United States or a subject to the English crown if you're an English citizen. So I explained to them that the term sovereign citizen is an oxymoron.
Yep.
And you can't say to somebody, are you a sovereign citizen, because it's trickery. The question.
I think that's a great response, is, you know, asking them the question back, because generally you don't want to answer their questions, but asking a question in return is not really an answer to a question. Asking them to define the term, because I couldn't even really define it earlier, and I'm probably more familiar with it than, you know, the average cop. Like, it probably means something different to every single person who attaches the term to themselves. But I agree with you. I would never call myself that, because it's a clear contradiction in terms.
Absolutely. And I believe the term sovereign citizen was created to literally, as like, I don't know, smoke screen, or, you know, like to like just bumble up the liberty movement. Because a lot, there are still people I come across today that say, hey, I'm a sovereign citizen. And, you know, I've seen your video on coplock.com. And, you know, you're awesome. Are you a sovereign citizen, too? No, stop using that terminology, please. And I explained to them that that was probably created by the FBI for people to dumb people down in the liberty movement. Just stay away from that sovereign citizen stuff and don't call yourself a sovereign citizen.
Yeah, there's a lot of scams around surrounding it too. There are a lot of the gurus out there who would, you know, purport to tell you how to free yourself from the system. They just want to make money off of people who are desperate and want to be free. And ultimately, some of their schemes will end up getting you in even hotter water with the government. Thanks, Jay, for your call tonight. So yeah, be very, very cautious around anyone advocating for sovereign, so-called sovereign citizenship. I advocate for freedom, but that doesn't mean I support the idea of sovereign citizenship.
And many times what the whole sovereign citizenship thing seems to be about is filing paperwork in order to get your freedom from the government. And, color me skeptical.
They're just going to let you free because you filed the right paperwork?
Right. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. The state is an organization that has been around in one form or another for at least 9,000 years.
I've tried filing some of the paperwork. It didn't work.
Yeah. And what they do is the state claims you as essentially their tax livestock. Yeah, you get a vote. But that vote, say on a national level, has never been consequential. So your vote, whether you choose to vote or not, is meaningless because it has never been consequential.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Dennis is in Concord, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, guys. So I wanted to call in and let you know, as one of the first people ever, I think, to amp the show, why I no longer amp the show, and why I no longer...
Do me a favor and bring that phone about 3 inches away from your mouth, because it's pretty distorted. It's hard to understand you.
How's this? Is this better?
It's okay. It's a little better, I think.
Okay, I'll get it out there quick. I was one of the first amplifiers of the show. I no longer amp the show. I won't be... anymore.
Dennis, can you call back on some other line?
He said he's no longer amping the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically I've come to the realization over time that Free Talk Live, and in particular some of your input, Ian, has really come to be much more of a liability to the liberty movement in New Hampshire than more so, that I really can have nothing to do with Free Talk Live, Team Ian Freeman, anything to do with you. And really a lot of us who are here in the trenches trying to good change in New Hampshire, we just cannot be associated with you and with this show anymore.
So isn't Free Talk Live, we just received an award from the Free State Project as the organization that has brought more people in.
By popular vote, by the way.
Yeah, more people into the Free State Project than any other organization. I think it's rightly earned.
The award was for spreading the message specifically.
Yeah. And I think that the claims have been that somewhere between a quarter to a third of the Free State Project's 20,000 signers were brought on by Free Talk Live, and I don't know.
I've never made that claim, and I wouldn't make that
I didn't.
Claim.
I just asked people their claim, and the numbers that were floated by influential people in the Free State Project were those kind of numbers. So Ian's one of the hosts on here, Dennis. Why would you pull your amp from both of us if one of us upsets you?
Yeah, Ian has done so much. You know, it's amazing. So many of the people who should be natural allies with Free Talk
Live. Hold that thought, Dennis. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.